Head over to the livestock side. Boy, I tell you, when I left on Friday, this cash still hadn't really surfaced. It looked like a late day, a disappointment for some.
Well, yeah, the futures, there wasn't a great deal of cash trade either. It didn't start up here till maybe like 4 o'clock. Generally, 160 to 61, kind of unevenly steady. Meat bids from 255 to 257, which was about steady. Kansas traded at 61, steady. I don't know why everyone was so terribly worked up about it. Last week, Monday, I think everybody was sure we were going to be a couple dollars lower. So to trade at steady, I guess it seems to me like with futures trading at 10 under the last cash, with June at 151, one could argue that we still got the market probably fully discounted. That would be my opinion. Now, the bearish guys are going to talk about, well, the boxes are going to go lower. I would not have an argument with that at this point. The box beef made an all-time high on Thursday. But once you get behind Mother's Day and you get past where they've got their meat bought for Memorial Day, typically the boxes will slow down. And I would expect that to be a typical deal this year as well. Also, you're going to get into a little bit of a building supply in the north. As you start every week, you'll get a few more calves ready. So I don't think that that's a surprise either. But it would seem to me, I guess that's why futures are $10 less than cash, and it's going to be June in 2 weeks. So I still continue to operate on the idea that the market's going to be more steady than trendy. I think the futures are excessively discounted. I think the cash market will outperform what the futures are telling you.
For the cash on the hog market there, because we've got pretty much the Memorial Day, now even the 4th of July being taken care of, are we going to see a lull?
I think the cash, we're kind of a steady with a weak undertone in the short term on the cash hogs. There's an old saying, and I'm old, okay? It'll be 35 years in a couple of weeks since I started being a broker. So one of the old rules that old guys like me, now I got to write them down and have a post-it note, would be that you sold June hog futures the day the May hogs expired. Okay, May hogs expired last Thursday. The actual seasonal out of the official, seasonal study, I believe, was May 11. If you had sold June hogs that day, you'd been relatively successful. At least that's what the old history pattern was. So once you're to the middle of May, you start to expect that you've made your seasonal high on the cash hogs. I would agree with that. I'm not overtly bearish the hogs because of what I see, a improving demand. I see a slackening of supply. There's a little less supply. We're doing a little better job here. We're taking our average weights down much better than we're doing over in the cattle side. In the short term, I'd have to think that lower is probably the path of least resistance, but I'm not excessively negative. We break a couple dollars, and I think that's probably about enough.